All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Now, let's be honest, we've all been there, right? Stuck in that endless loop of negativity, that dinner critic whispering at us and feels like it owns the place. It's exhausting, draining, and honestly, just plain annoying. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script. We're learning how to silence the negative self-talk and unleash the badass vision of you that deserves all the good things life has to offer. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into some powerful strategies to help you break free from those mental shackles. You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation, or maybe even just walk into a room full of people. Your mind starts racing, and suddenly you're doubting everything. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm stupid? It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? But here's the thing. You have the power to change that narrative. Think of your mind like a muscle. The more you use certain thought patterns, the stronger they become. But guess what? Just like physical strength, mental strength can be trained and developed. Okay, let's get into 5 key moves to help you kick those negative thoughts to the curb. Number 1. Awareness. You've got to know your enemy. Pay attention to those thought patterns. What triggers them? When do they pop up most often? The more aware you are of your negativity, the easier it becomes to challenge it. It's like catching a wave before it crashes on you. Number 2. Reframing. This is where things get really cool. Instead of letting those negative thoughts run wild, try flipping them around. I'm going to fail this presentation can become this as an opportunity to learn and grow. See the difference? You're not denying the possibility of failure. You're choosing to see it as a stepping stone to success. Number 3. Gratitude. Seriously, folks, gratitude is a game changer. When you focus on what you're thankful for, those negative thoughts just seem to fade away. It's like shifting your perspective from scarcity to abundance. Start each day by listing 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. Number 4. Mindfulness. Take a chill pill, people. Sometimes, the best way to deal with negativity is to simply step back and observe it without judgment. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to calm your mind and create space between yourself and those pesky thoughts. Think of it like this. You're not trying to erase the thought, you're just acknowledging it and letting it go. And finally, number 5. Self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's enough. Now, let me tell you about a time when I was struggling with negative self-talk. Remember that public speaking gig I told you about? Yeah, well, I spent days agonizing over it, picturing myself stumbling over my words and looking like a fool. My mind was racing with worst-case scenarios. But then, I remembered the power of reframing. Instead of dwelling on what could go wrong, I focused on the opportunity to connect with the audience and share my message. I visualized myself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, and I practiced until I felt comfortable. Guess what? The day came, and despite those initial nerves, I nailed it. The audience was engaged, and I even received some positive feedback afterward. It was a huge confidence boost, and it taught me the importance of challenging those negative thoughts and believing in myself. So, remember, folks. You've got this. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let negative self-talk hold you back from living your best life. We've covered 5 incredible moves to silence that inner critic: awareness, reframing, gratitude, mindfulness, and self-compassion. Start incorporating these strategies into your daily routine and watch those negativity vibes fade away. Remember, the Stoic Mindset Reset is more than just a podcast, it's a movement. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review to help others find their calm and control, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of powerful thinkers who are ready to take on the world with confidence and clarity. Until next time, keep that Stoic Mindset strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.